With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's a potential payoff for people who helped police make the arrest of Luigi Mangione and the killing of insurance executive Brian Thompson.
The McDonald's employee who called 911, leading to an arrest in the shooting death of the CEO of United Healthcare, is eligible for a reward. About 30 tips came into New York police that were considered useful. But it was a call from a McDonald's employee in Altoona, Pennsylvania, that zeroed in on the suspect. The rewards total as much as $60,000 for anyone calling in a tip leading to a break in the case. The FBI program offered a reward of up to $50,000 in this case. It requires a tip or information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also, the person giving the tip must be nominated, usually by a federal agency. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky continues to work from home after suffering a fall earlier this week. Bob Agnew reports.
Doctors gave McConnell a clean bill of health after he stumbled and fell on Tuesday, but he did suffer a scratch to his face and a sprained wrist. The 82-year-old McConnell plans to give up his role as party leader at the end of the year, but says he'll serve out the remainder of his Senate term, which comes to an end in 2026. In the interim, McConnell says he'll fight for greater military spending. He's chairman of the Senate Subcommittee on Defense Appropriations. Bob Agnew reporting.
Calmer winds and rising humidity in Southern California on Thursday should help firefighters as they climb through steep canyons to battle a blaze that's driven thousands, including college students and celebrities, out of Malibu. All red flag warnings have been canceled despite the fact that the wildfire is only 20% contained. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 234 points, the Nasdaq dropped 132. This is SRN News. An atheist group's going after a town in West Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a threatening letter to officials in Parkersburg over their local Christmas parade. It seems the Appalachian Pagan Ministry wanted to put a float in the parade and was denied. The foundation claims this is a violation of the Constitution and suggests that legal action will follow if the town doesn't give in. The foundation spends much of its time threatening localities on behalf of atheists and others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrine protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-led state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing pornographic material from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so. This is SRN News. A rally on Wall Street stalled.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as the market eased a bit further back from its all-time highs. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5% Thursday, its fourth loss in the last 6 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 234 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.7% from its record high the day before. Reports in the morning show that more workers applied for unemployment benefits than expected last week. Also, inflation in wholesale prices was a bit hotter than expected. Adobe sank almost 14% after giving a profit outlook that fell shy of what investors were expecting. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
President-elect Trump is offering his support for the dock workers union before their contract expires next month at Eastern and Gulf Coast ports. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.